Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming House of Representatives Speaker Albert Summers dismisses complaints against Representative Carly Provenza. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Wednesday afternoon, Speaker Summers issued a statement in regards to the recent controversy over a social media post from fellow Representative Carly Provenza, current minority whip in the House. Summers addressed the complaints he had received about audio and images posted on Provenza's personal Facebook page in the wake of the school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee at the end of March. Summers said, "Social media has become the preferred platform for political attacks in Wyoming and the nation. People and politicians no longer have to come face-to-face with someone to attack them or to make a political point. Behavior on the internet has become beyond the pale at times. Social media can be used to spread misinformation, foster polarization, and aggregate tensions, representing the worst in politics and personal behavior. Still, it is imperative to remember that political expression is protected speech under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution and Article 1, Section 20 of the Wyoming Constitution. With this constitutional right also comes personal responsibility. We must remember that even constitutionally protected actions have the potential to deeply hurt others. Free speech is at times a messy thing." He went on to say, "I personally find Representative Provenza's post on social media to be inappropriate, uncivil conduct for a member of the Wyoming House of Representatives that reflects a discernible lack of judgment. The House has Joint Rule 22-1 to examine ethics complaints made against individual House members. Joint Rule 22-1 only applies to misconduct involving legislative duties." He outlined misconduct involving legislative duties is defined as a violation of Article 3 of the Wyoming Constitution, the Ethics and Disclosure Act, any of the Wyoming Conflict of Interest statutes, violence or disorderly conduct during legislative meetings, sessions, or during the performance of legislative duties. Representative Provenza clearly did not post these images during performance of legislative duties. He said further, "Representative Provenza did not appear to violate Article 3 of the Wyoming Constitution or the Ethics and Disclosure Act. Based on his review of the analysis from the Legislative Service Office and having consulted with Majority Floor Leader Chip Nyman and Minority Floor Leader Mike Yin, I do not believe that Representative Provenza's communications on social media amount to misconduct involving legislative duties that is actionable under Joint Rule 22-1. He also recognized that Representative Provenza recognized her conduct as hurtful and inappropriate. She also released a written letter of apology to her legislative colleagues. Summers said he wrote a private letter of reprimand to Representative Provenza and said that if in the future she engages in such conduct on the internet or during her performance of legislative duties that fails to meet the decorum of the Wyoming House of Representatives, then he will take further action. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.